This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Lamed Ches, Omed Aleph, two shulis are from the bottom. Chalash Teda. When you bring a Korban Teda, you must bring 40 chalas with it. For Kike Nozir, a Korban of a Nozir also requires matzahs called rekikim. And we learn in the Mishnah that if a man made them for that purpose of toida or for nausea, it's not fit to be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night. We know Hanemila, where do we know that? Omar Rabbe v'yomar kvar, says in Pasuk, Ushmaritam es hamatzes. So the first principle Rabbi tells us that matzah shel mitzvah requires shmira. It means it has to be had in mind that you're not merely something to eat during Pesach, but it's made for matzah shel mitzvah. When you're making matzahs for the mitzvah eating at the first night, for us the first two nights, it's not merely matzahs that you made. It shouldn't be chametz. You have something to eat, which is kosher l'Pesach, but it has to be made l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Ushmaltem es ha-matzahs. So therefore, matzah mishtamer as l'shem matzah has to be matzah that was watched. Means in the process of making it, it was watched for the purpose of matzah. Yotze sozu, but this chalas teder kikei nozir sheim ishtameres l'shem matzah ela shum zevach. It's made for a different purpose. It's made for the korban teder, the zevach of a teder, or it's made for the korban of a nozir. So since it's for a different mitzvah that he made it, not for the mitzvah of Pesach, the rabbi says it's possible to be yetze Pesach night with it. First say that. Rabbi Yosef Omar has a different reason. Omar ko shivas yomei matzahs toichelo. So matzah anacheles l'shiva. Yomei a matzah is capable to be eaten all 7 days. That's the kind of matzah you yetze Pesach night. Yotze sozu. But the matzahs of Korban Torah and the Lekikin Ozil, which has the same din as the Korbanos, she'eino necheles l'shiva yomim, el ha'yom v'layit, only eat them for the day and the night following. You can't eat it any more than that. So therefore, since they're limited in the time that you can eat them, so Pesach night is not eligible to be used in the mitzvah of matzah. Even though Pesach night is still included in the time to eat, but still, since you can't eat it 7 days, that's not the kind of matzah which you're yetzi, the mitzvah achilas matzah Pesach night. Now, before we go on, we'll learn a piece of Rashi, then you'll review the Gemara with the Rashi together. The Rashi is the third line down from the top. The Rashi, the third line down from the top. Sheino necheles l'shiva. That's Rabbi's reason. I mean, that's Rabbi Yisrael's reason. The second reason. Rabbi Yisrael's reason is matzah has to be capable of eating 7 days. The le'acha yoyim bo'layla, like toido and nausea, after a day and a night, have you noisa? It becomes noisa. Kidosi, ubisar zebach teida shlomo, v'yoyim kol boniho, and you shouldn't eat it further. Now, Rashi wants to ask a kasha. When is it nicer? When is it obligated to eat it a day and a night and no more? If you already shechted the korban teder for those chalas. By shechting the korban teder, the chalas become kodesh. Or you already were zeiring the dam of the korban nozir that causes the rekike nozir to have the kiddush of the korban and you can't keep it more than a day and a night. But we're talking about Chavlus Teder Achike Nozer that were made for the purpose, but it wasn't Makiv the Koma yet. So it weren't Makiv the Koma yet, they're capable of being eaten for 7 days. It's not Kaddish yet. When is the limitation of Kiddush on them? When you shecht the Koma, so the Kiddush of the Koma, which is a day and a night, and after that's Nesa, goes upon the Chavlus and the Masses. He didn't shecht yet, so it's still capable to be eaten 7 days. So why should it be possible for a matzah, a Pesach night, he didn't shecht the korban yet? So Rashi explains, where he did not yet shecht the korban. Right now, it's mutter to eat 7 days, because the kedusha of the korban didn't yet come on them. Mihu. When he made those matzahs, love the shei matzah, who you the matzah? The mitzvah is coming. He didn't have it in mind, a matzah that's fit for a mitzvah. The chi avod, when he made these matzahs, a dieti lipsula b'yom b'lai avod, he made it that they should become possible after a day and a night when you shall the korban on them. So even though right now they're not capable of becoming possible yet, but you did not shech the korban, but you made them for the purpose that they shouldn't be fit to eat more than a day and a night when you were shecht the korban. The Yish led Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael holds Ardoshe de Rabbi. Rabbi Yisrael agrees with Rabbi. You have to have Shmira l'shei matzah shal mitzvah. The Binyan Shimra l'shei mitzvah. And Me'ahi Ahu Kosomech relies on the pasuk of Rabbi too. Ushmaltim is our matzahs. As we made the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. Or behold, Pollock, but in this, Rav Yeshe differs. The Nami Kavin, the Nami, the Shema Matzah's mitzvah. Even though when he's making these Chalas Tedor Kikenoza, he has in mind both intentions. It's for Chalas Tedor Kikenoza and also Matzah's mitzvah. So this, according to Abba, would be good. Abba, only Chesorah is, why doesn't isn't it fit to be Yisrael? Because he had in mind Chalos Teder, Kikin Asa. It wasn't he thinking of Matzah Mitzvah. But suppose you're thinking of Matzah Mitzvah too, as well as the purpose of Chalos Teder, according to Rabbi, it'd be kosher. Asher's telling us this Chiddush. Again, Rabbi says Chalos Teder, our apostle for Matzah Shal Mitzvah, because he didn't think about Matzah Shal Mitzvah when he was making these Chalos. He was thinking about the other purpose. Of Chalos Teder. But suppose he had in mind both purposes, Matzah Shal Mitzvah for Pesach night, as well as Chalos Teder, so he's Yetzir. But Rav Yetzir says no. Even though he had in mind both covenants, he can't be Yetzir because he made these matzahs in order to be limited to a day and a night when he was Shech to Korban on them. And again, one line back, the Nami Kavin Lo Nami Lishima Matzah's Mitzvah. Even though he had intentions also for Matzah's Mitzvah, Rav Yehuda said it's possible. The Meipigo Mishum Toido or Mishum Matzah. He had the mind to be Yehuda for both things, still low enough to get not Yehuda. The Bina Shimra Lishum Matzah Shashiva. Because he needs Shimra for Matzah of 7 days. And since he had the mind also for Halvus Tele, King and Nazir, he had in mind that this should be capable of becoming unfit to eat after the day and night. And therefore, it lacks the requirements. So now, Machlek is like this. Rabbi says he has to have in mind Matzah of Mitzvah. But when he's making a Matzah for Chalos Teder, he's not thinking of Matzah Shal Mitzvah. But according to Rabbi, if he's thinking of both purposes, it's kosher. And Rabbi Yisrael said, no, it won't help to think of both purposes. But one of these purposes is Chalos Teder Kikin Nozer. And these are purposes that are limited to a day and a night if he was Shech to Korban. So even though he didn't Shech to Korban on them, but since he made it for the purpose of Shech to Korban, they should be limited in the Achira. That's why it's not fit for Matzah Shal Mitzvah, even though he had in mind also Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Say that inside. Tanya on the Baraisa Kabosa Darabe. Tanya on the Baraisa Kabosa Darabe. Yeah, you said, now I bring the two Baraisas. Tanya Kavosa the Rabbi, Yoch, I might think, Yetze Yedei Chavosa, the Chalas Teder Kikin, also, since they're masses, So maybe can we use a Pesach night? Talmud Lema, Ushmaltim es ha-matzes. Matzo ha-mishtameres l'shem matzo. It has to be watched. It means while you're making it, you have to have the intention of matzah shal mitzvah. The Pesach. Yotze es ha-zu, shein ha-mishtameres l'shem matzah, el-shem zevach. For toida or nozah. Marasha told us that if he had both kavanas, Rabbi would agree that it's kosher. Kavanah for matzah shal mitzvah. And matzah shal zava, it'll be yeshiv. Tanya kavah said, Rabbi Yeitzei, I might think, Yeitzei odom yedechei vosei, v'chalas teido kike noze, talmudim ha-shivas yomim, matzah tzokhevo. Matzah ne'echolos le'shiva, that's the kind of matzah, the Yeitzei, with Pesach night. Yeitzei sazu, but this kind of matzah goes out, that you're not Yeitzei. She'ena nechel v'shiva ala yom alayla. Now Rashi adds above, even though he had intentions for Pesach night too, it won't help, for these matzahs were made with a limited intention that when El Shechta Kov and Toida, the Nazir, it'll only kosher yom alayla. Say that. The Gemara, why do we have to look for reasons to disqualify Chalas, Teda, Kike, Nazir? For Matzah Pesach night, we have another reason why they're disqualified. But typically, they come forth from this the reason. Malachem Oine, as written by Matzahs. And we learned above, Mishen Nechol Baninas, if it can be eaten, even when a man is an Oinen. That's the kind of Matzah Yetze Pesach night. Yotzoze, Shen Nechol Baninas, Elabis Simcho, because once it's assigned for the Toida and for the Nozia, then it's like a Korban. And a Korban cannot be eaten by Einan. So therefore, this Matzah is another reason why it's possible for Pesach night. Besides the fact that it's not made L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah, or that it's not Meshama L'shem Shiva 7 days. It's possible because it cannot be eaten on Inus. But it's like a comb. And for the Gemara, not everybody agrees with that drash that Oini means Nechol Baninas. So about all this time they hold Skevakiba Doma Oni Ksi, Lechem Oni. Let not be Lechem Oini. So now we have a third reason why Matzis of Chalvis Toida and Kikanoza are possible to pace at night. According to the one that does with Lechem Oini, Nechol Baninas, it's possible for that reason. But these two Baraisas above hold like Rabbi Akiva, but we don't say Lechem Oini. It has to be capable of being eaten by Baninas. Lechem Oni. If you hold Lechem Oni, there's another reason why it should be possible, because it's not Oni. You tell people, Yahweh Matzah, Shiro, it's made with shemen, with oil. Since it's made with oil, it's matzah ashira. It's not lechem onim. Lechem onim has to be just flour and water. And here you have a mixed in shemen zayis. Omar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, he said, Rabbi, it's only one Rabbi of shemen. On mischaleke is hilekame chalas. And the distributor of many chalas. There are many chalas and a big chalas. That little bit of oil gets lost in all those chalas. So despite the little bit of oil, it's still called lechem oni. Say that. Like the Gemara, typically, that the reason come forth from this, that they're puzzled for Matzah Pesach night. They know their chalas, behold my shalas. It says, behold my shalas, lechem techul matzahs. For these chalas teda you can only eat in Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside. As the kiddush of a korban shlamim, chalas teda. So necholim only in Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside Yerushalayim. And we said above, that's one of the reasons why certain things are disqualified for matzahs, like bikurim. Because it's not eaten the whole Moshe Seicha, it's also not eaten everywhere. So that should be a reason why Chalas Teda Kikin Ozer Pasul for Matzah Pesach night. Amarei Shloki Zois Ameres. But this we see, since this reason is not mentioned, and he had to go and look for a reason that it's not made the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, or that it's not Mishtameres for 7 days. And he didn't say this reason, that it's not eaten the whole Neshavis. So we see it is eaten the whole Neshavis. How can it be, however? How can Chalas Teda Kikin Ozer be eaten the whole Neshavis? You chef the korban, and you can't eat him outside of Yerushalayim. So Yisrael, this tells us how this Teder Kikin Ozer Neacholim Benoi Begivim. They're eating and Noi Begivim. What does that mean? When we had a Beis HaMikdash, that's the official only place where you can bring korbanos. Let's say the Mishkan and the Midbar. Shiloi, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and after Shiloh was called, then the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. In these three places, when you bring a korban, so it's eaten only in Yerushalayim, no other place. Some korbanos you can eat only in the Azorah, but Shlomo you can eat in Yerushalayim, not outside Yerushalayim. And Chalas Teda Kikin Ozer certainly couldn't eat outside of Yerushalayim. But there were periods in between when you could bring korbanos outside of Yerushalayim. There was no, before they built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and after Shiloh was chared, was destroyed by the Plishtim, so then it didn't have any central Beis HaMikdash. Only they had a Bomo Gedoyla. Bomo Gedoyla means it wasn't a central Beis HaMikdash, but it's a place where they were makiv every day the Korbanos Tumah, Korbanos Tzibur. It's Midian Musaf. Now, Noi Begivim are not Yerushalayim, they're not Shilei. They don't have the Din of Yerushalayim and Shilei, because they're not a Mikdash. And in Noi Begivim, you could bring Toido and Korbanos Nozir. And therefore, Chalas Toido and Korbanos Nozir and Kikin Nozir could be brought and eaten in Noi Begivim. They didn't eat any place else. Only in Noi Begivim you could eat it. Meaning in the confines of Noi Begivim you could eat it. That's already called eating the whole Moshe Sechem. When is it not called the Mahom Moshe Sechem? When you're limited to one place, Yerushalayim, or to Shiloh, or to the Mishkan in the Midbar. But when it's capable of being brought in other places, like a Bomo Gedoylo, or you can't bring it any place you want, but you can bring it in a Bomo Gedoylo, then it's already called the Mahom Moshe Sechem. Now, I'll say that again. The Mahom Moshe Sechem doesn't mean you have to be able to eat it in Africa, in any other place you want, no. As long as you can eat it outside the central Beis HaMikdash, it's already called the Chol Moshe Sechem. Now, where there is a central Beis HaMikdash, it's true you cannot eat it outside the Yerushalayim or Shiloh. But in the periods when there was no central Beis HaMikdash, you could eat Chalas Teda Kikin Ozer in places like Noi Begivim. Now, there are certain korbanos you couldn't bring in Noi Begivim. Even Noi Begivim, although there are Bomo Gedoyla, but certain korbanos you couldn't bring. But Chalas Teda Kikin Ozer you could bring. Teda and Ozer were makiv in Noi Begivim. And therefore, since in Noi Begivim the cable being eaten, it's already called Necho B'chol Moshe Sechem. Say that, Pete. I'll explain something here. If you want a house in Astakashi, how can you have Chalas Teda Pesach night? Chalas Teda has Chametz also. You can't shecht it on Pesach. Answer is, they're not talking about shechting. Since the Chalas Teda were made, whenever you're shechting, unless you're shechting after Pesach, Yisrochak. The Chalas Teda will be limited to Yom Valayla. So therefore, since they're made to be limited, so even though you didn't shach the Torah yet, you cannot eat those halos Torah for Pesach night. That's what he's telling us. They've been talking about the Hummus, the Pesach Dikah ones, the Matzahs, you can't eat Pesach night. I'll explain something. It's an important point. Pay attention now. Once you're makdish chalos toida, you can't eat them unless you shach the korban toida. He wasn't makdish them. I mean, out of the question. Then you have to shach the korban first. But actually, you see, it's like talking about he did not shach the korban, and still he wants to eat it Pesach night. How can he not shach the korban? Answer is, he didn't shach the korban. It wasn't magdish then. He made it for the purpose of being used for Chalos Torah. Well, he wasn't magdish it yet. So since it was made to be used in a limited use of only for Yom Belailo and not for 7 days, so it's possible for a Master's Pesach night. Of course, if it was magdish it already, he surely can't eat it unless it's Shech the Torah. He can't eat the kikin nozha if it was magdish, unless he shach the korban nozha. But he wasn't magdish it. He just made it for that purpose. It's still holy. But the shmira, the making, was a shame to use it a day and a night that disqualifies it from matzah shel mitzvah. When is he going to shach the korban nozha? After Pesach sometimes. It's none of our business. He shach after Pesach sometimes. But since he had made these chalas, these matzahs, for the purpose to be limited whenever the shech, so he, you know, he wasn't makdish it yet at all. Still, since the asiyah was made not for 7 days, that's why it's possible for matzah shel mitzvah. Talk it over to your neighbors. Now, bikurim were not brought to neighbor given. After shilei was chalav, in the interval before they built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, they didn't bring Bikurim. There's no place to bring it. So since Bikurim are only brought in where there's a central Beis HaMikdash, either Shiloh or Yerushalayim, there's not Nechol Hol Meshavetz. That's why we said above, Matzah made out of Bikurim is possible for Pesach night. But it's not matzah you can eat before Moshe Secha. You only eat it in Yerushalayim. But Toida and Nozir, since you can bring in Neve given, therefore it's called Necha, the whole Moshe. Let's talk about that point. Now the bottom tasters. The principle, what carbonus could they bring in Neve Given? That's called the Bomas Sibur. Remember, Neve Given was not the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was like Shiloh, the Mishkan in Midbar, and Shiloh, and a Beis Olamim. That's a building, the Shlomo HaMelech built, the Beis Olamim. But in between, they had Bomas. And the Bomas Sibur, Neve Given, for the places, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's in given. It wasn't two at one time. And these places, there are marked with the carbonus sibur, and other carbonus, hakavu alohem zman. That's an important point now. What other carbonus, besides carbonus sibur? Carbonus that has a certain time depend on them. It depended on time. Now that's what we're going to learn about the bottom tasters. Nechol ben Neve Given. Hikshar Rabbeinu Nisim im Kain. They tell him Echalas Teida or Kike Nozir on Nechol ben Neve Given. Im Kain, Heche Memayit Bikurim. How can you exclude Matzah of Bikurim? It's not fit for Pesach night. You exclude it because Chol Meshavetz, since Bikurim are not eaten Chol Meshavetz, why shouldn't Bikurim be capable of bringing it to Neve Given to? Or Bikurim have a Cheva Kaluim is man. They have a man you have to bring them. There's man Simcha. There's a time you have to bring the Bikurim. But it's man simcha from Atzeres ad Achag, from Shavuos until Sukkot. That's when the people are happy with their crops. Maybe your care brings Bikurim, and he reads the parsha Bikurim. So therefore, it's a chayva kavuah as man. It's a chayva that has a set time. In Kain, Kravim, it should be Korah and never given to marry Pesachim and Korah Pesach. So you Kravim, the Kulan, everybody agrees Korah Pesach. Now, how does Tatum Lakikin knows here? That's something else. There, not everybody would agree. But this Tana holds that how the Tatum Lakikin knows are brought by a neighbor given because it's a chiv. It's a chiv to bring him. Otherwise, a man, not Yeshe, is called Tatum, and not Yeshe can get rid of the Naziris. But otherwise, you cannot bring anything unless it's Kavua and his man. Now, so let's say that Bikurim is also capable of being brought in every given because it's Kabul and his man. So therefore, why should Bikurim be excluded from the mitzvah of Maser based on night? Because not there, how the whole Meshavis. If you can bring up an every given, that's all you need to make them qualified to hold Meshavis. That's a chiddush, by the way. We would think hold Meshavis means any place capable of eating in Africa. Now he's telling us no. Doesn't have to be capable of eating all over the world. Chol Meshavis means if at least you can eat them and they were given outside the central base of Migdish, that's also called the Chol Meshavis. It's a Chiddush. We learned just now in the Gemara. The fact that you eat and they were given already is called the Chol Meshavis. That's enough to qualify Toida and Nozer. But you can eat them and they were given. That's called Chol Meshavis. Or you can't eat them in Africa. If that's the case, they say, yes. The neighbor given is all you need to qualify. So Bikurim should also be qualified. Because Bikurim have his man, and anything that Bikurim has man, you should be able to bring the neighbor given. So why is Bikurim possible for Master Shomit? So take that aside. They say, Yesh Lema, the Bikurim, Hoyo Yesh Lema is a man, Gogul, called Kat. Since that's a long stretch of time, from Shavuos until Sukkot, Choshev Zman, Lo Choshev Zman, we're not called Kavuah Zman. Kavuah Zman means you have to bring it at a certain date. But here you can bring 6 months, almost 6 months, from Shavuos till Sukkot, it's not called Kavuah Zman. So according to this first Talmud, Bikurim you could not bring in Nevi Gid. Ve'ashbo Mefaresh, the Meshum Hochi, Avi Bikurim Cheva Shein Lo Zman Kavuah, it means only certain people have to bring Bikurim. Suppose you have no Peres, you don't bring Bikurim. Let's say a thing didn't grow in his land this year. Suppose his fruit didn't grow, his crops didn't grow. It's part of a Bikurim. It's only something that people have to do. But this nothing has to do, only if it's lucky enough to have a crop. So therefore, since he could be without a crop, they wouldn't have to bring, so therefore it's not called Kavua Lemzman, and therefore he cannot bring, even when he has Bikurim, he cannot bring it to the Neve Given, say that. In the Gemara, Tanya, about 12 lines up in the bottom, Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eloi, Sho'alti es Rabbi Eleza, Mahu Sheyetze Odom, Pesach night with Chalvus Tedel Kikinos. Omali, lo shamati. He said, I didn't hear this halacha. Well, as I said, he never heard it. Bosi vishal tefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Omali, he said, Hare omu Chalvus Tedel Kikinos. Shason las invaded for himself. Ein odom yezi bohen. Like we said above the reason. Either Rabbi's reason, Shmaltim is a Matzah, Matzah that you do the shame mitzvah's Matzah, and not the shame some other purpose, and Rabbi Yeshua's Teretz, it has a Matzah that's made for 7 days. But suppose he made it Limkir B'Shuk, suppose he made Chalus Teda, or Kikinosa, to sell in the market. Anybody who needs Chalus Teda, Kikinosa, but he didn't make it for himself, Yetzi Bohan is Yetzi. I will explain why that, but when he makes it for himself, He has a mind, his obligation. He needs Chavas Teda or Kikenoza. So he's making only with a single-minded purpose. But he's making it to sell. Suppose there won't be a customer who'll come along who'll need it. So then he has in mind a reservation. He'll use it for himself, for masses. So therefore, when he makes it to sell, it's made also for the purpose of either this or that. And therefore, in case nobody comes along to use it for Chalas Teda Kikei Maaser, Nozer, so he can use it for Maaser again. Okay. That's why it's a difference. If he made it for himself, it's for that purpose. Therefore, it's possible for Maaser Pesonai. If he made it to sell, he was suspended judgment. Didn't make any decision yet. You'll see. If the customer needs it, it's for the customer's purposes. If no customer will come, he's making his own purpose. If his own purpose is, it wasn't Chalas Teda, he's making only for Maaser Shel Mitzvah. That mind both things. Either this or that. Not both things. Either this or that. So he made it for Chalas Teda in case a customer wants it for Chalas Teda. In case no customer will come along, he intended to make it for himself for Maaser Shel Mitzvah. Okay, Shebosi, when I went back, the Yotzeisi Dvarim, and I said these words. Yotzeisi means I spoke at length of these words. I laid out these words. Nechabelezer, what Yeshua had told him. Amr said, please. Please means like Yeshua. Hein, hein, Dvarim, Shem, Rish, Vesina. Means it's true like it was said in Sinai. Yeshua hit the nail on the head. Ikadam, some say, said, please. He didn't say it as an agreement. He has a question, please. Yeshua says, is it a breeze? Hein, hein, it don't show a mission of Yeshua. How do you know that? Below time, it does not, it doesn't need a reason. What difference does it make? If he made it for himself, it's possible for a master to pay some light. Made it to self and others, it should also be possible. Why, what's the difference? What's the reason there should be a difference? That's the second question. For I remember the time, am I, what really is of Yeshua's reason that's a difference? If he made it for himself, or made it to sell, on the rabbi. Call the shoot. Anything he does for the market, to sell for others, he's ready to change his mind. It means he's thinking it over. He's thinking it over. He didn't make a one-way decision. Omar thinks, im is that if it be sold to a customer and needs it for harvest, he'll kick in those, is that if it's sold to him? Is that if no customer will come to whom it should be sold to a harvest of the Kik and Nazir, hey, big one, I myself will buy it, Maaser Shel Mitzvah. So they're not making it two purposes, making either for this or for this. So since nobody came along to buy it, so he glory mules to the mafia that he made it only for the purpose of Maaser Shel Mitzvah. And that's why his Yates said it. The Elo Yorok has the following vegetables. Shodom Yoitzi Bohen Yedei Chavos Abir Pesach means to be Mekai the Mitzvah of Mora. Bechazeres, Betamcho, Becharchavine, Beulshin, or Bemora. So Mishnah enumerated these species. Now the Mishnah said, Yoitzi Bohen Ben Lachi Ben Yevashim, whether they're fresh or dry. Yoitzi. Avolo Kvushin, but if they're soaked, no. Let's say you take the mora, a piece of horseradish, and you leave it in the water, and soak in water, it's possible for mitzvah mora. Anything soaked for a certain amount of time at the same din as it was cooked, velo shlukit, and not boiled, velo kvishol, and not cooked. Bishul is not cooking as much as shlukit. So even though you just cooked it a little, it's already possible. So if you put the mora in hot water, the horseradish in hot water, it's possible already. Even though you didn't soak it. You put it in cold water, just for a little while, it's muta. But if it's soaked for a long time in cold water, then it's possible. Or it's tough in the kezias. You don't have to eat a kezias of one species. You can take a little bit of each, and put together until it's a gezias, and be yetze all together. Be yetze in biklach Shelahen Yesi, not only with the leaves, also with their stems. And Yesi, if it's the Mai means, which is Bosan Oretz, and there's a question, we separated Maisa, and the Maisa Rishon Shenitla to Mosai, now these last words will be explained to the Gemara. Just say that, that's where we stop.
Okay.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.